Well, we're up here with the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign and bailoutpeople.org at Tent City at Monumental Baptist Church on the Hill, which is a historically impoverished African-American community. We're here with several groups from around the country. Cindy Sheehan is actually at our campsite protesting the meeting of the G20 summit happening in downtown Pittsburgh, which is the top 20 nations of the world, meeting together for an economic summit. And we are here to try to underscore the issues of poverty, homelessness, and unemployment. More than half the camp that are staying here are people affected by that currently, and we have actually a contingent from Florida that came up that are affected by that. So we're here along with all the other groups participating in the event.
And why the G20? What is it about that meeting that would draw attention to the issues you're raising?
Well, essentially, the G20 is the top 20 nations of the world, and they meet together for an economic summit every year. And the notion of trying to increase the profits and the economic status of the wealthy and powerful corporate interests is a lot of what surrounds the G20. Even the programs that are allegedly to alleviate poverty are not really informed or led by those affected by it. They're more of a top-down thing and frequently involve getting countries into debt to be able to get out of it. The other thing that is disturbing to us about the G20 is their secretive meetings, and the public's not allowed in there. The area that they meet in, which in this case is downtown Pittsburgh, is militarized. And, of course, the G20 only represents 20 of the nations, and they're making decisions about some of the poorest nations of the world. And we're wondering, why aren't those nations there? Why isn't it the G192, for instance, which would include all the nations of the world? And then we're concerned about the fact that there's not really any real honest talk about the global economic crisis, especially amongst our delegation as far as the United States and how it affects the poor of the United States.
We're speaking with Reverend Bruce Wright of Refuge Ministries. He's at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh. And you mentioned the streets are militarized. Give our listeners an idea of what the streets look like. Are there big areas of downtown and the rivers that are blocked off? Is there a curfew, anything like that?
Huge areas of the downtown are not only blocked off, but they are barricaded and fenced in with barbed wire. There's 2,400 National Guardsmen here. We've seen Chinook military transport helicopters. We've seen Apache and Black Hawk attack helicopters, as well as police helicopters. There's 4,000 police here from several jurisdictions. And at our site, which is one of the only ones that hasn't been closed down or moved more in the outskirts, we're the only one that's embedded right in the heart of downtown, right near the convention center. We're still about a mile away or a half mile, but we have been fortunate because we're on church ground, so there would be a serious church-state issue if they tried to shut us down. But they're flying overnight all the time with their helicopters. They're driving by with the police. They're surveilling everybody. One group that was trying to get to our site was surrounded by police, and everyone was taken out and searched. There's been a organic farm that's on the outskirts of town that's been feeding a lot of protesters that was raided by the police. 45 police in riot gear destroyed some of their crops, actually. And there's a mobile kitchen that has been shut down, and of course a lot of the campsites they've been attempting to shut down.
And yesterday we heard about Greenpeace activists who were arrested for doing a banner drop on one of the bridges, attempting it on a second bridge as well. What are some of the creative activism that you're seeing around the city?
Well, last night we had a caroling of the oppressed that happened at the permitted concert. There was a permitted concert with the steelworkers. And after that, and there was a heavily militarized presence even at this permitted concert. In fact, at one point, more than 80 cops just marched through the audience for whatever reason. But after that, there was a group that had a parade that some of our people participated in, an impromptu parade on the streets. And there has been some actions by the queer anarchists. We did a march on Sunday for jobs. More than 1,200 people there, although the press reported only 400. There has been a march on Mellon Bank, which, if you know the history of Pittsburgh and the whole steel industry, Mellon Bank has contributed to the demise of the economy here. And so there was an action and a march there. There was a speak out against police intimidation. Again, heavy-handed police presence everywhere. Today, there's two things happening. There's going to be an unpermitted mass march that we're going to in just a little bit for jobs and justice. And then this evening, the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign is hosting a film and a speak out on health care for all and housing for all.